In 2015, a Pew Research survey found that about half of Americans believe the typical U.S. citizen is lazy. However, what exactly is laziness? Idle, inactive, lethargic, slothful, sluggish. All these words describe what many think of when they see a lazy person. However, one way to think of laziness might be as a failure to act as expected with intentional effort. When we're lazy, we lack the motivation to act as expected or as needed. So, I need you to be an active listener as we discuss laziness today. Get up, start walking while you listen. Let's get the blood flowing as we find ways to combat laziness. Just kidding. However, addressing some possible misconceptions or myths about laziness might be important. You see, we live in a world obsessed with achieving and being productive. Some might even struggle with workaholism, and they may even be rewarded for sacrificing their personal well-being and their relationships for never taking time for proper self-care. Finding periods for rest makes some people feel lazy. Their sense of identity and worth is so wrapped up in achieving and producing that they refuse to rest for fear of being perceived as lazy. Others struggle with mental health issues such as depression. Depression can lead to being lethargic or sluggish, but it does not mean you are lazy. To talk about laziness in this video is not addressing those of you who may be battling depression. So with that, let's get started. In Proverbs 10:4, we read, "The one who is lazy becomes poor, but the one who works diligently becomes wealthy." A disclaimer is needed. Many people work hard in their vocation, and they don't become wealthy. When we read from the book of Proverbs, we're not reading a book of promises. Proverbs are sayings meant to help us live with wisdom. The wisdom of Proverbs is generally true, but they are not promises. The goal of Proverbs is to help us reflect on ways to live with wisdom as our companion rather than foolishness. Are there any places in your life where you lack motivation and would be willing to say, "I'm lazy when it comes to my health, my occupation, my relationships, my spiritual life"? When God created humanity, we were given a vocation. The work we were given to do was to subdue the earth. Everything God created was good. And because God is good, we were invited to participate with God as stewards of the earth. God is also love. And love must, by nature of being what it is, be shared with others. Therein lies our core motivation to be actively present in this world. That includes our health, play, relationships, and work. We join God as co-creators with God to create beauty, to be a healing presence, to redeem, and to restore. To be filled with the love of God is to be motivated with an other-centered, self-giving way of being that moves us to will the good of the other. Love has meaning, movement, and purpose. And love becomes the motivation of all motivations. To let love motivate us toward action is to live with the wisdom of God. Here's today's challenge. Identify a name and area where laziness keeps you from flourishing and progressing. Then ask Jesus to describe what he sees when he looks at that particular area of your life. What does Jesus want to do with you for your good in that area? Identify an action step you can take, and identify when you will take action. If there's an end date to when the action will be completed, write down your desired date to have it accomplished. And then tell a friend about what you and Jesus plan to do, and invite that friend to ask you once in a while how things are going. May this challenge encourage you to win today over laziness.